This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 110 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate. This is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this week, we are continuing on our journey through the Arnold Schwarzenegger non-franchise movies, as voted on by you guys, the listeners. This week's movie is from 2013. It is called The Last Stand, directed by Ji-Woon Kim. Now, Alex,
yeah,
have you ever seen this movie, and when was the last time you watched it?
I seen this once. I got it on Blu-ray when it first came out, and that's the only time I seen this movie. So, yeah, from 2013 is the last time I seen this film.
Okay. I haven't seen it. It's been a minute. I feel like I bought it, and then I never rewatched it. So this is like the first time seeing it in a good 7 years at least. Okay, so before we get into it, you guys already know, we like to do a couple of things here. We like to give you some box office numbers. We like to give you some Rotten Tomato scores. And then we give you our take on this, on the movie we're reviewing. So, Alex, please let everyone know how this did financially.
I don't know. Here we go. The Last Stand, 2013. Domestic, $12 million. International, $36 million. For a worldwide total of $48 million on a budget of $45 million, opening night. Okay, I guess opening weekend or opening night, $6 million.
I saw this opening weekend because I was excited that Schwarzenegger was coming back to the movies. Yeah. And I remember there wasn't that many people in that theater. So this was the first of his like little comeback of films. It was his first movie after his like he was no longer the governor of California. He did this and then like Escape Plan and Sabotage and a couple other movies. And now he's, you know, pretty much acting again. But anyway, okay, well, how did this do critically? This is not bad, to be honest with you. Critics, it is a fresh movie. It has a 61% on Rotten Tomatoes. So it's not rotten or anything like that. Audiences liked it a little less at 53%. So not as crazy about it, but neither one under 50. We've done a lot of worse movies critically than this one.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of weird because I did not see this in the theater, but I mean, from the looks of the numbers and the box office numbers, not looking good.
It's not looking good, but it doesn't matter what it looks like because we're about to tell you what it is like. Now, this was directed, again, I said, by Ji-Woon Kim. His name was, I don't know if you've seen any of his other movies, but he did a movie, a Korean film called I Saw the Devil, which is absolutely insane, and I highly recommend it. If you're into foreign films, it's like if Seven was mixed with an action movie. That's what that movie's like. It's okay. Brutal and violent and dark and awesome. So this was like his first and only, I believe, to this point, American Hollywood film. So Alex, let's start off with our lead character. Now, we've been giving Arnold praise nonstop so far in these movies. We got the Kindergarten Cop. We got the True Lies. We got the other one. And now we got this movie, yeah. Right? The Last Action Hero is the other one. And now we got The Last Stand. Now, this is his first movie after taking a little break. What did you think?
Honestly, he fit the role, but the age caught up to him. You saw it. And I felt like, was it typical Arnold? Is it the magic Arnold? Is it the charisma Arnold? No. I felt like the time off away from the cameras and everything. I think I felt like he lost his mojo, like in Austin Powers. I don't know what you're gonna say when it's your turn, but I just felt like he didn't have the mojo. Now, action, we'll talk about that, but in terms of his character, I thought the character worked well. And a DEA agent that I think he retired from that, but then he became a sheriff of this small town, and I thought he worked very well. And I think this would have been a pretty good story line if it was during the prime 90s Arnold, because I think it would have worked so much well. He would have been, but you could see the ages catching up to him. I gave him a 3. I thought he was good. I'm not gonna give him below 3. I think he was really good in this one for the character. I just felt like age caught up to my man Arnold.
That's a fair assessment, absolutely. So for me, I liked him. I liked the character. I agree with you in regards to the performance. I think Arnold, for lack of a better term, kind of lost the step, maybe. Mm-hmm. And not surprising, you know, when you do something, any job, and you don't do it for 12 years or 10 years or however long he was, you know, not doing movies, 8 years at least, you know, it is like, even though he didn't do a bad job, he's not bad in the movie, mm-mm, but you could tell the some of the charm and charisma is not there yet. It's not to say it wouldn't be back in later movies, because I think we'll review other ones later where I think he did have it back. Escape Plan comes to mind, where I think he was a little bit more of the Arnold from before. Yeah. But this as a character, I like the storyline, like you said, of him being like a government agent, just being involved in some really crazy violent situations, and now just wanting, he's the sheriff of like the smallest town that there ever was. There's only three other cops. It's him and three cops, and yeah, it's like a little tiny town in the desert. And this is also a Western. This is a Western. It's a Western with in modern times. But if you took this same exact story and changed nothing and just made it in like 1852, it still works perfectly fine. The sheriff, the old sheriff who's seen it all, who's been there. I'm a sucker for that character. I do like the casting, though, in regards to they did need someone of this age. Now, I've seen movies, you know, like who else are you? Like, not Clint Eastwood. He's a little too old and too skinny. But that kind of character is what he's playing, essentially. So I gave him a 4. I like the character. I think it's good. I think the performance lacks a bit. That's why I can't give it any higher than that. And I did like him in the action scenes, even for his age. I thought they did a good job of masking certain parts. And then the other parts where he is in it, it's, you know, it's pretty good. Okay, main villain.
Okay, so this villain was, I can't say the villain was weird. It was a good villain. I enjoyed the villain for what he was. At times, he was all he did was drive for most of the whole damn movie. He's just driving this car that has unlimited gas. So I was like, okay, cool. But when he was on screen with the cops in the beginning, he was good. When he was fighting Arnold at the end, I thought it gave him a lot of points, because he was in a lot of these big scenes, the car chasing in the cornfield. I believe it was a cornfield,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was a cornfield.
Yeah, it was a cornfield. And then they went into the fight on the bridge, you know, Arnold versus Ray versus this Pablo Escobar type of drug lord.
Yeah, it's a cartel.
Yeah, so I thought it worked. I gave him a 3. I thought he was good for what he was. But yeah, that pretty much a memorable cartel, to be honest with you.
Yeah. No, we're on the same exact page here. I also gave him a 3. I had him lower until the end fight. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I was going to give him a 2. Because I'm like, you're right. All he does is drive. He just drives around in a super sick, fast car and like talks to this cop agent in the car with him that he kidnapped, who's in on it, played by Genesis Rodriguez. I like her. So he's fine. Like, the actor's fine.
Yeah.
You're right. He's typical. You know, there's always, I feel like we do a lot of these movies, and this is an action movie podcast, so it's going to happen, and it's going to happen a lot more times. There are standard villains, right? Drug cartel guy, military leader guy, you know, like dictator guy. These are typical standard, and this is a standard action villain, cartel guy. That's him. But when he did the fight at the end, I bumped him up a point, because he was like, look, he tried first. He was like, look, bro, just let me go and I'll pay you $5 million. He tried all his little money tricks. Didn't work. And he's like, well, fine, we'll just fight then. And he fights him, and he held his own. I mean, Arnold's older, but he's also got 100 pounds on him at least.
Yeah.
So he held his own. I give him credit for that, but he's a 3. He's standard fine. Like you said, he's fine. He's not bad. He's not great. Okay. Action.
Well, now this is where the movie is the bread and butter of the movie, to be honest with you, is the action scenes. You get everything that you want in an action movie, your car chase between two fast cars. You got a Dodge. Was it a Camaro? It was a Camaro. Chevy Camaro.
Yeah. And the other one was a Corvette.
It was like a Corvette. Yeah, they were...
Special version of a Corvette.
Yeah, it was a special Corvette that has unlimited gas in the... It was going. So I was like, okay. But honestly, the gunfights was really good. I thought it was believable at times. And honestly, there was not much CGI. I don't even think there was CGI in this movie. It was just straight practical shooting everywhere. The car chase scenes was really well done, to be honest with you, especially on the cornfield, which I was laughing. I was like, there's no way, but it is what it is. I enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. I gave it a 5. Arnold Schwarzenegger was really good on his scenes. And it's funny because I gave him the points on the action scene instead of the character himself. But it is what it is, I guess. But I enjoyed him in the action scenes. I thought he was really good. They played with his age very well, especially when he falls through the roof with the guy. He slams him on the floor.
That was
really funny. I thought Johnny Knoxville was really good in this movie. To be honest with you, he was pretty funny. And the other movie, that I like with Johnny Knoxville is Dukes of Hazzard. I don't know why. Maybe because of Jessica Simpson, but it could be me. But honestly, yeah, a five. I thought it was a perfect action.
I'm glad you gave it a five, because the fact of the matter is I gave it a five too. And this action is fantastic. If nothing else, and I, you know what? We're not going to get to the other parts yet, but spoiler alert, I like the movie. I think it's a good movie. But even if it wasn't, let's say the acting was bad and the storyline was bad, and the action is incredible in this movie. Yeah. It's great. I'm surprised people don't ever really talk about it as far as an action movie in the history of Arnold. Maybe they got other issues with it. I don't really know. It's so well shot. It's got a lot of energy. The director is moving that camera. The camera's moving.
Yeah.
There's a lot, like you said, a lot of squibs, so a lot of blood. Like it is a hard R. People get blown up with like a rocket launcher, a grenade launcher.
50 calibers.
Mini guns. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, and when they get shot, they get like blood splatters everywhere. I love when the scene where it's at night and the two trucks are coming up on the cars on the cop blockade.
Okay.
And they all get out with the machine guns. And I like the way it looks. Like, it's just like pitch dark and you just see the flashes of the muzzles going off on the guns. And then like the squibs, like on the cops, you see like the mist, the blood, spray. It's awesome. If you're going to do guns, do stuff like that. Yeah. I love when Arnold goes through the roof and on his way down, he shoots the guy in the head before they even land. Fantastic. There's a hand-to-hand fight. There's car chases. Give me diversity. I will always respect you more. And it's all well shot and very well done. I also gave it a five. Okay, storyline.
All right, now the storyline here is a basic storyline. You're not going to win an Academy Award with these storylines. It's pretty much an easy... Let's just put it this way. The movie started off not the way it ended. It threw me off because it felt like a two type of action movies. You got the actual typical straight action, spy thriller type of action, cartel action with Forrest Whitaker, which is an Oscar award winner, I believe, actor. He was good in the movie. Very good in the movie. Totally left field type of movie. We got some Jack Ryan style in the beginning. Then once they go right into this small town, it went to like a straight... different action movie, like you said, a Western. And I think it worked very well, the blending of the modern world with this small town world, if you really want to call it. Thought it was really cool. I love the whole highway scene that the guy is just driving for hours, and this dude had a night vision in the car. And
the helicopter part where he just stops and the helicopter keeps going, and you're like, it disappeared.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
So, you know, and then like you said, the whole typical, you know, this is a typical bad guy in every action movie. Guess what? You always have the typical cop that turns on them. So you got that in this movie. So with that said, I gave the movie as a storyline, I gave it a three. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good storyline. I don't think it was great, and I didn't think it was perfect.
Yeah, I liked it a little more than you because I liked the Western aspect of it. I looked at this as like it's just a gunfight movie. It's no different. It reminded me a lot of 310 to Yuma, right? Because you have this bad guy who's trying to get from point A to point B. The difference is in 310 to Yuma, like your hero is the one transporting him. But where I think it's in common is he has all these other people who are trying to help him get to where he's going. In 310 to Yuma, they're trying to stop him from getting on the train, right? And in this movie, they're trying to help him essentially get to the train, for lack of a better term. So I liked it. There's like some comparisons there in that the villain has like a lot of guys working for him, and there's a whole lot less of the good guys. I like the whole when they have to deputize freaking Xerxes from 300 and Johnny Knoxville, they make them, you know, deputies. And it's only like five, honestly, everyone's out of town for like a football game. So it's just this small group of people, and it's a shootout movie. It's simple. Yes, I agree. But I do also like the blending. It's true. When they're with Forrest Whitaker or in the car, it's literally like 2013. And when they're in the old town, it's like 1856. You know what I mean? Like this is old, small town, little nothing. The diner scene cracks me up where he goes in there and he tells them to leave. And they're like, I just ordered breakfast. He's like,
yeah.
So what? He's like, I'm going to die. I'm eating bacon. And he's like, well, just stay away from the windows because they're not going to leave. Like that part cracks me up. And also, I know it's not totally storyline, but I'll throw it in. This movie got a great cast, way better than it has any business. You got Arnold, right? You got Forrest Whitaker, as you mentioned, Genesis Rodriguez, who I like, Jamie Alexander from the Marvel films. You got Ralph, a.k.a. Luis Guzman. He reminds me of him. Johnny Knoxville. You got Xerxes from 300. It's Peter Stormare as a crazy villain like he always is. Yeah, this is a great cast. I gave it a four. I liked it.
Okay.
All right. Overall.
Overall, it's a good movie. It's actually a really good movie. I will pick this any movie from Bruce Willis's straight to DVD movie that he ever did. Like, honestly, if this was a straight to DVD Arnold movie, I think this is an enjoyable flick. I think you have a great story, a good storyline, great actors. You got great action scenes. It looked very cinematic. Did it not look like, you know, Underworld Awakens that we saw? Yeah, it didn't look as cheap, and it looked budgety, but, you know, sadly, it flopped in the theater. So, with that said, I give it a 3.5. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good movie. Would I watch it again? Yeah, I would watch it again. It's actually a pretty good movie.
Yeah, I think that's a good point you made about the budget to quality ratio. We just reviewed last episode, Underworld, which cost $70 million and looked like it was a straight-to-DVD movie. And you have this movie that costs $40 million or $45 and looks like an actual movie that should be in the theater with a way better cast full of actors you actually have heard of.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting, right? This is what happens, I think, when you have a director who's very talented, doesn't need tons of money because he knows how to make a film. Even if he's not a Hollywood, I think it helps that he's not a Hollywood director because it has this weird, he did a movie too, a Korean movie that's a Western called The Good, the Bad, and the Weird. And it has this weird tone where it's like serious at times, but then there's like these kind of goofy, funny moments, mostly with Johnny Knoxville. But I think it works. I think it works. It is an oddball movie. So I get why maybe the critics or the audience didn't love it as much. But now that I'm seeing it again, I think it's one of those movies that deserves a revisit from maybe people who didn't like it at the time or who have never seen it. It might, I almost would borderline put it in like almost like a hidden gem category as far as action films, because the action is fantastic. And if you're an action junkie and you've never seen it, I think this will whet your appetite, for lack of a better term. I think you will have a good time with it. So I gave it a 4 overall. I think it's a really good movie. I think the action scenes carry it to a 4. If the action was lesser, I'd probably be in the ballpark of a 3 or 3.5. But it's so good that it makes it so entertaining. And if you watch it loud, with your speakers up loud, it's that kind of movie. So, okay, what is your overall total points?
17.5.
All right, I'm at a 20. I liked it a lot. I thought this was really, really good. Is it peak 90s Arnold? No, but I think it's really good. I think it's better than some of his later comeback movies. One we are not reviewing, but I don't know if we ever will, is the movie Sabotage. I didn't like that movie. I like this one way better than that movie. So, you know, it is what it is. So 20 for me, 17.5 for you. What we got coming up next? We are wrapping up the Underworld franchise with Underworld Blood Wars. Mm. And then, of course, next week we'll be wrapping up Arnold Month with a little bit of 80s Arnold. Our only 80s movie with Commando, which, fun fact, I've never seen Commando. So this will be a first time watch for me. Yeah. When I went through his filmography, I have seen almost all Commando. 90s. I've never seen. Yeah, I've seen all the 90s stuff for sure. So Commando, never seen it. I never seen this or Red Heat. Those are like two of the ones I've never watched. So I'm looking forward to Commando, actually, because I never watched it.
Okay. Wow, that's very interesting. All right, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys podcast, please follow us on YouTube.com/levelsygeeks. You can check out the videos of these podcasts, and of course, if you want to take us on the go, you can follow us also as Action Movie Guys on any of the platforms for podcasts, whether it's iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn Radio. And then of course, if you guys want to follow us, Levels of Geeks, you can follow us on Twitter at Levels of Geeks. Other than that is your host
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.